26, Franklin Brittingham Jr., north of Route 20, 600 feet east of Route 474. A variance from minimum lot size requirement to place a manufactured home.
This is old business. There's no additional testimony.
Sorry.
26.
Yeah. 10,326.
I'll bring you up to date. The board found that one party appeared in support of the application, one party appeared in opposition to the application, and Mr. Rickard had four letters in opposition to the application.
This is where the applicant was under the assumption by the real estate agent that it was three-quarters of an acre.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's a shame.
Yeah, it was an existing lot approved by Lawrence back in 723, as you see. It's the frontage is there, but the square footage isn't.
And I think this is all he could do with, he could build a home on there, but yet his funds was, well, this is all he could do at this time. It's one of the things that he had stated. He needed under the assumption that he could, so.
In rare exceptions at best.
Mm-hmm.
Since the ordinance was changed, approve any.
Mr. McGee? Yep. Mr. Wood? Can't, I'll tell you right now, you can't vote. How do you feel, Mr. Rutherford?
It's unfortunate also, but is the, has the home already been purchased? I don't have any notes written on here about that.
I don't have a plan.
What was the question?
Has the home already been purchased?
I don't believe he had said that. I said that he.
Remember, I didn't make note on it either. I don't want to guess on that.
Really doesn't matter.
No, I don't remember that. I think he said it because that's only get a 40.
Yes, answer your question, Mr. Hudson.
Yeah.
I see here in the body here, let me see, manufactured can be placed on a lot that he has ordered a manufactured home measuring 28 foot by 60 feet, and that will be placed on a permanent foundation that he cannot afford to build a stick-built home.
Yeah, that's it. That's all it's, he could do it yet. I can't remember for sure. Mr. Mill?
Certainly feel for the applicant. He's in a bad situation. But by the same token, we've been very cautious not to set a precedent. If there was something unique about this, I could.
So no, not odd shaped, is it?
No, the only thing unique is that it's small, and that's the dilemma. You know, if we looked at the standards for granting a variance, I don't know that it would meet any. Other than, I guess it could be argued that it wasn't created by the applicant in that he was misinformed, but as far as enabling reasonable use of the property, it can still be stick-built. Can be, you know, developed in strict conformity. Your testimony that it would alter the central character of the neighborhood. So. Certainly appreciated that they came before the board before placing it on the property. Mm-hmm. Certainly, if this was appealed and we approved it, and it was appealed, it would, you know, there wouldn't be any merit in that decision.
I got one that wasn't created that I could find that same one. And that's unfortunate. Very unfortunate. However, okay, well, there's no further discussion. And if everyone's ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion.
Could I give you, didn't I give you the opposition?
I'm sorry?
One party appeared to support the application. Did I read that? One party appeared in opposition to the application, four letters in opposition to the application. And that Eugene Russell was sworn in, testified that stated that his brother purchased the property next door with the understanding that the lot could not be built on, that the lot is small, and that he does not want to see a manufactured home placed on the property, and that there are only a few trees on the lot.
Mm-hmm. It was Eugene Russell.
Eugene Russell.
Yeah, Eugene Russell.
And now it says the office received four letters. Apparently there was one other person in opposition.
Right.
And I've got five, six names.
Russell, opposition.
Russell, Brian, Clover, Whaley, Morgan, and Adams in opposition.
Right, yeah.
But regardless, not an easy decision considering the circumstance, but again, I don't see how there's any merit in approving it when it doesn't meet the standards for granting a variance, and would only stand to set a precedent if we did approve it. So regretfully, I make a motion that we deny case number 10,326.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
And I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we deny case number 10,326. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is denied by a vote of 4-0. Mr. Bergman wasn't here. Okay.
Okay.